Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We did it. We made it to Thursday. It's draft night. We got to get ready for our reactions when our team selects somebody. Having been to the draft a few times, and I was always entertained by the audience when their team was picking and they drafted a center. How do you react when your team takes a center? You're like, Alec Max. California.
Interior.
Yeah. And the Kansas City Chiefs take Eric Fisher, offensive lineman.
Value pick. Steady. Leave him there for 10 years. All right.
Priest Holmes, he's a blocker. Okay.
The Dolphins take Jake Long.
All right.
Find a spot for him. Anchor.
Is it related to Howie Long? I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, the reaction, though, when you don't take somebody you know and you're like, I'm hearing good things about him. I am. Because you're on camera and these, you know, draftniks are there going, yeah, we're with our team. And you don't get a wide receiver, quarterback, edge rusher. Like, if you get an edge rusher, it's like, yeah.
Let's get him.
But if you get an offensive tackle whose job is to protect your quarterback, you're not as excited. We love to watch you tackle somebody, not block somebody. Joe Alt, Notre Dame.
Okay.
All right, Joe. All right.
Irish. Okay,
Joe.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Short name.
Yeah.
Serviceable.
So you got to get ready for your reactions tonight, because not everybody's getting a skilled position player. All right. I got a couple of bold state, not bold, and not hot takes, God forbid, but just some strong comments here about the draft. I'll have that for you coming up. All right, let me do all the preliminaries. Hello, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. By the way, I didn't disappoint, and you didn't disappoint me either. Dan's deals, what a reaction last night. Those on the newsletter, you got first dibs, first opportunity. Great items, great price point for every budget there. We've got you taken care of for Mother's Day. Now, just go to danpatrick.com. Your Mother's Day shopping will be done. It can be done today. You can thank me later. You don't have to, but some great deals there, and some people scooped up some things yesterday as well. First hour brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Express is helping you get a job, not charging you, and they're local. Check out expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Operator Tyler sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Seton poll question for hour one is going to be what?
Well, right now I'm just typing up, more likely to trade out of their pick, the Patriots or the Cardinals?
Okay. I'm going to say the Cardinals. This is, okay, I got something for you. Now, I did get a little bit of help. Did get a little bit of help from a source. Said, you wouldn't be, wait, no, he said, you wouldn't be wrong if you said the following, in his opinion, that J.J. McCarthy is not a top five pick. And I said, well, wait a minute. Are you talking about the actuality of him taken in the top five or talent-wise? And he said, both, that He thinks that this is, we created Will Levis last year. Like, remember, he was going to go in the top five. So there's certain players that we create. And maybe there's hype. Jim Harbaugh behind J.J. McCarthy. And his feeling is, while he thinks J.J. McCarthy is going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL at some point, that have we created this J.J. McCarthy buzz? And I said, okay. And he said, another possibility is that, yeah, Brock Bowers, the great tight end at Georgia, that he's the top 10 talent. And although he's going to be viewed sort of as a wide receiver, even though he's a great tight end, that he thinks the Colts might be all in to go up and get Brock Bowers. I said, okay. So those are just some of the thoughts. Also, the Chargers, when this first started, and I said, I'm told they're going offensive linemen. And then all of a sudden we had all of this. They're going to trade out. And, you know, they're going to maybe take Ault from Notre Dame. J.C. Latham is now the latest. We have, let's see, Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. Also, Peter Schrager today from NFL Network. They have Chargers taking an offensive lineman. You know, Jim Harbaugh is going to do old school. Like, he's not a fancy guy. He's going to get back to blocking, tackling, and if you need a big play, then, you know, Justin Herbert's going to hopefully help you out there. That's what Jim does. That's how he's built his teams everywhere. San Diego, Stanford, Niners, Michigan, and now back to the NFL. But these are just some of the things. Now, granted, this is one person's opinion, somebody who I trust, who's saying Jim Harbaugh helped create J.J. McCarthy. That really good quarterback at Michigan, but is he a top five pick? And I said, okay. So I'm thinking about, if I said the over-under for J.J. McCarthy is 5.5 right now, what would you take? Is anybody taking the under on J.J. McCarthy? Seton?
And saying he'll go later then?
No, you think he'll go inside the top five?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay.
No.
Anybody think? Because I was also, you know, I ask about this with the Giants. The Giants keep telling us they're taking a quarterback, right? Have you heard the Giants are taking anybody else? But, yeah, you know what? If they really like Drake May and they really like J.J. McCarthy, hey, what if Penix, if they could, you know, somehow get, I was like, okay. So I never trust somebody if they tell you what they're going to do. And the Giants keep saying they're going to take quarterback. What if they don't? What if they go, we were taking wide receiver all along here, or offensive lineman here? So those are a couple of observations from somebody who I trust, who was telling me this morning. Because I said, there's no real buzz here. There's nothing happening yet. And his thought was, he sees Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. The Cardinals probably take Marvin Harrison. The Chargers take an offensive lineman. Then he said, you know, the Giants might take a wide receiver. Then it gets a little more interesting. 7, 8, 9, 10 gets a little more interesting. Where's Michael Penix? Bo Nix? Does Denver wait? You know, so there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. You know, does J.J. McCarthy just drop down to the Vikings that they don't have to trade? So these are just some of the things that are at least being discussed with no agenda attached to this, because my source, you know, he doesn't have an agenda with this. He just says, hey, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But these are things that, you know, he's been at the combine. He's been in these interview rooms. So he knows what's going on with a lot of these draft picks, and also the tendencies for GMs, because that's another thing. If you have certain GMs who like to trade down, you know, the Eagles may be trading up, you know, just tendencies that you have. Patriots trade down. You know, the Raiders with that GM, is he going to trade down? Yeah, Paulie.
It's really interesting the way the draft sets up. The second hour of the draft could be more interesting than the first hour. Minnesota's at 11, Denver's at 12. Las Vegas at 13. All three of those reportedly want quarterbacks. Who sits and waits? So it's interesting that the second hour could be fun.
Yeah, and that's how this was presented, because you have campaigns. You have agents involved. Agents, the media gobbles it up. The media wants information. All of a sudden somebody says, hey, you know what I'm hearing? Great. I got new content here. And look, I've said this before with the Chargers. I thought Brock Bowers made, you know, because they lost their wide receivers. Do they go after Brock Bowers? Well, he's not your typical tight end. He's a tight end that can get down the field. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh wants a George Kittle type who can run, or he can block, but he can also catch and run. Not that there are a lot of George Kittles, but you got Sam Laporta, you know, out of Iowa last year in the second round, I believe. And that's another thing that I was told this morning. Man, I'm out of breath because he gave me so much information. He said, you know, teams build, you know, 2 through 7. Like, first round is great. You can't miss on that. But 2 through 7 is where you build a roster. And if you look at what some of these teams, you know, did last year, when you're looking at these picks and you're going, so the league's 4 highest paid wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, they were selected day 2 or later. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Mark Andrews, Sam Laporta, they weren't selected in the first round. Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, they were selected in round 2. So as much attention as we give the first round, certainly the quarterbacks, you're going to build your roster and you're going to look back and say, where'd they draft that guy? Where'd they get him? And then chances are it won't be in the first round. But just some information here to start off your day. Got a long day ahead of us. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Had some basketball last night. We'll recap that in a little greater detail. The draft starts at 8 Eastern tonight. But Heat beat the Celtics last night. Thunder roll the Pelicans. Tonight, Cavs, Magic, Knicks, 76ers, Nuggets, and the Lakers. Seton, what do we have today?
Here's another one for you. Wide receiver more likely to be traded today.
Ooh.
Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins?
I'm going to say neither, because I think maybe after the draft. Because if teams go, hey, if we get that guy, then we're not interested. But if we don't get that guy, then, all right, what are we giving up for Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins? So I would say neither gets traded. Maybe after the draft, maybe over the weekend or next week. Yes, Paul.
To sauce that poll up, can we add Justin Jefferson and Davante Adams?
Heck yeah.
Whilst unlikely, possible.
I would say neither. I don't think anybody's getting traded yet. T. Higgins wants out, and Brandon Ayuk, I think, wants out as well. Although the Niners say, hey, we want to keep you. But if you're interested, how about a first-round draft pick?
But of the two, which one would be more likely, even if you don't think either one of them is going to happen?
You're pressing me.
Yes, now I am.
Okay.
I want you to answer the question.
Answer the question! I want the truth!
It's a legendary scene, isn't it?
I just watched that movie about 2 weeks ago.
Did he overact in that scene?
Who?
Nicholson.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom Cruise.
Well, I was going to say that, too.
And it turns out that's kind of his move.
Tom Cruise?
Overacting, yeah.
It felt like he was trying to keep up with Nicholson.
Right.
Because Jack just has that, where Tom doesn't. So I think Tom had to kind of Nicholson the scene a little bit.
It's weird. Tom Cruise made an unbelievable career out of being a semi-charming wise-ass in every movie. That's essentially who he is.
And a guy who runs in every movie.
Every movie
he's
he has
gotta
to
run.
He's
got
his own stunts.
Thank you, Todd.
Damn right I did.
I think people think that's a classic scene. I think they think Cruise killed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, Kevin, I think they think he did.
Yes, yeah. But as an actor,
right.
Like as an actor
sure.
Watching it.
You should go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Rewatching movies now is funny.
Well,
the credits in the beginning of that movie take about 15 minutes to end. Mm-hmm. Remember when that was a thing in movies?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Credits would be the beginning. It's the first 15 minutes of the movie. You're still like, cinematography, Jimmy Lipper. Oh, my God. They're still doing it.
I thought it was always at the end of the movie.
Yeah, no. It's back in the like 80s, 90s, yeah. It was the whole beginning of the movie.
I think A Few Good Men holds up. Like, if someone watched it now for the first time, I think they would think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
A very good movie.
Yeah. We still use the expression code red. We just did that with the Celtics and the Heat.
That was code red.
Yeah, Brian Scalabrini said that they ordered a code red on Jason Tatum.
I eat my breakfast 100 yards from men trained to kill me. You cannot possibly fathom the responsibility.
Yes, Martin.
Should I watch A Few Good Men?
Oh, my God. Now, leave. Go and watch it.
Hal? Hal?
And Demi Moore. She Hal? Made me want to enlist.
Demi Moore, absolutely.
Oh, I'll sign up for war.
Because he had no code.
Yeah.
You know who's still great in that movie, though? His performance is phenomenal. Spotless.
I don't know his name.
You do, though. He plays a minor role, but he's fantastic in it. He's just such a slimy...
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He's so good in that.
I thought you were going to talk about the other attorney working with Demi Moore.
Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak.
And he's Kevin Bacon's good. In it as well.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was good. Anywho.
We
get sidetracked again.
Nobody covers the draft.
Nobody gets sidetracked the way we do. All right, let me take a break, settle on a poll question. Got a busy 2.5 hours here, and we'll keep an eye on things. We got, let's see, who do we have? Oh, Trevor Sikkema. This dude is great. Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst. He tells me something new every single time he's on. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network. He just released his mock draft, and by putting J.C. Latham, offensive lineman with the Chargers, he changed the odds. He actually affected the betting odds, and certainly with the Chargers. So that's the kind of input. And isn't he a radio analyst for the Chargers, Todd?
Sure is.
All right, just getting started. We'll get to phone calls coming up, and we'll take a break back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play of the day coming up. We'll settle on our poll question, at least for the first hour. Why do the Bengal players want out? And I get T. Higgins. He wants to get paid. You know, this is what happens. You have your window. Bengals went to the Super Bowl, nearly won the Super Bowl. Now everybody's going to get paid. Not everybody can get paid. I mean, the Cowboys haven't even gone to the Super Bowl, and not everybody's going to get paid. This is where you have that window of opportunity. You ride it as long as you can with that rookie quarterback deal, and then you hope that you're able to build a roster, that you make a run, and maybe have a 2 or 3 year window there. But Bengals' best defensive player, is that Trey Hendrickson? Is that the edge rusher?
Yeah, he's like in his prime, 29.
He's good.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. T. Higgins is really good. But still no drama yet. There will be, I think. But it might, like, would you be disappointed if we start out and it's like a quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Cardinals take a wide receiver. Chargers take an offensive lineman. Giants take a wide receiver. Atlanta takes a defensive player, maybe. J.J. McCarthy falls to the Vikings. Denver takes Bo Nix. The Raiders take Michael Penix Jr. the third. And the over-under, I think, is still 4.5 quarterbacks. I can only go by what I was told on Monday, and that is, you know, an insider said, look, I think there's 6 quarterbacks going in the first round. I'm like, all right. All right. A lot of opinions. A lot of opinions. But really no real concrete information here. Basketball last night, Heat made 23 three-pointers, beat the Celtics. Franchise record tied for the 4th most in a playoff game in NBA history. 62% of their made field goals came behind the arc.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
You know, without Jimmy Butler, the 3 evens the playing field with the Celtics. And, you know, as Paulie said, typical Celtics, right on cue. Like, you're supposed to win. You're favored by 14.5. No Jimmy Butler. You're at home. And the Heat win by double digits. The Thunder beat the Pelicans, and that's the biggest playoff win by the Thunder. They won 124-92, biggest win since 2016. So Chet Holmgren had 26, 20 in the first half, and pretty much over. No Zion Williamson there. Phone calls coming up. Seton, what any other poll questions that we're considering here for the first hour?
Well, we're considering, are you going to watch the movie A Few Good Men today? Yes or no? There's one.
Okay.
More interested in the landing spot for Marvin Harrison Jr. or Brock Bowers?
I'd say Brock Bowers because I don't know where he's going. If I'm Arizona, unless somebody comes in and goes, we're going to give you all of this, I would take Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers, whichever one you think ranked higher. Brock Bowers, you know, I thought the Chargers maybe. I was told this morning the Colts. So he's a really talented, I mean, he's supposed to be one of those. But then, you know what? Kyle Pitts was supposed to be this way, and we keep waiting for that. But Bowers, he's got great speed, had the ankle injury. But, you know, he'll be a top 15 pick, at least you would think. Not a lot of defensive players. You know, it's an offensive-minded draft. With all the quarterbacks and all the wide receivers and a few offensive linemen sprinkled in there. But you'll have a couple of defensive players, you know, maybe 5, 6 taken in the first round. Yes, Paul?
Guys, if you'd like to, I could sprinkle in player comps, and we can guess player comps on players as you mention them. You mentioned Brock Bowers, the tight end of Georgia. I have the NFL.com Lance Zierlein. He's the expert on player comps.
Okay.
Who wants to guess a player comp for Brock Bowers?
Brock Bowers. Okay. Marvin, you want to take first shot?
Since we don't go off a race, I'm going to say Antonio Gates.
Marvin, you couldn't be more wrong. They almost always go off of race.
Yes. And Antonio Gates is a huge dude.
That's a good deep cut guess, though, by Marvin.
No, it's not.
Well, it's like an original guess.
That's true.
You have to go obvious with player comps.
Yeah. So I got to have a white. I'm going to go Jeremy Shockey.
Wow, I respect that.
That's fun.
I respect it.
That's fine.
Incorrect, but I respect
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Todd, you got one?
Jay Novacek.
Also respected.
Dang.
Very white. Seton, last call.
I mean, in the modern game? Are we talking about the modern game? It's got to be George Kittle.
George Kittle's correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Putting my Jimmy Jimerson hat back on.
Yeah, man. I know.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jimerson's been busy today. He's been on a lot of shows talking about the draft. All right, give me another player comp.
Give me a second. I'm going to cry out. I like this one. Hold, please.
Okay. All right. Yes, Marv.
No, I'm just still laughing about my Antonio Gates guess.
No, we're still laughing. You haven't seen A Few Good Men.
Why would I have seen
Hal?
Yeah.
Hal?
Did you see Draft Day?
I have not.
Okay.
Okay, is Draft Day a good movie?
Oh.
Because here's why I ask.
Okay.
To me, right today, everyone is making Draft Day references today. Yeah. They're like, hey, man, this is just like Kevin Costner on Draft Day, am I right? And I didn't know that was, is that like considered the Hoosiers of draft movies or something? Or,
is it the only one? Here's the thing about Draft Day with Kevin Costner. It's the only draft-focused movie where the entire draft is the backstory of the whole movie. So it stands alone.
Well, there's a lot of talent in the movie.
Jennifer Garner.
There's a lot of big names in there. Jerry Maguire has in there a draft.
Yeah, it's amongst the draft.
Yes.
But this Draft Day is like the 24 hours of the draft. Draft Day is a good movie if you know nothing about football.
Okay.
There's a lot of things in there that are very dumbed down for the non-football.
I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's an entertaining movie. I don't think it's a good movie. I think it's entertaining. Okay, it's one of those you watch and you go, okay, like you have to suspend a little bit of belief there. Like you just go, okay, probably wouldn't happen, but that's okay. Yes, Paul.
A lot of people had trouble with Draft Day. I'm talking football people because they took a middle linebacker and a running back in the top 10 picks of the draft. And those are the last two positions you take in the top 10 picks. That said, the Detroit Lions basically did the Draft Day move last year by taking a running back, a middle linebacker, and
round. And how did that work out?
That all right.
Yeah. Because I think Costner then took a tight end in the second round out of Iowa in Draft Day as well.
Value pick.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Michael Penix Jr. draft profile.
Okay.
Now, a lot of good stuff, mostly good, a little bit about the injury, but the player comp. Now, think about Michael Penix. Is he right-handed or left-handed?
He is still left-handed.
So you have to compare him to a left-handed quarterback, even though they have nothing to do with each other.
Do you?
Yes. It's a must-do.
Uh-huh.
I haven't scrolled down to what it is yet.
Okay. So Michael Penix, who might be athletic but doesn't act athletic when he's on the field. He doesn't run. Pocket passer. My first thought was Steve Young, but Steve was a far better athlete because Steve could run. But yeah, I would,
good guess. Not correct, but good guess.
Okay. Marvin?
Tua?
Tua is correct.
Wow.
Left-handed.
All right. Bloop, bloop.
Now, what's interesting about Michael Penix Jr. is that there's a Tua comparison. I saw a headline saying, is he the Lamar Jackson of this draft class? And then there's also a Jared Goff vibes when I watch him. Does anyone have any idea who this kid really is?
Based off of that, no.
And that was off of, just a quick search right here. You could see there's all kinds of different Lamar Jackson, Tua, and Jared Goff.
He's nothing like Lamar Jackson, unless he's going to be taken with the last pick of the first round.
Lamar Jackson had a game. Lamar Jackson had a game in college where he rushed for more rushing yards than Michael Penix rushed for the entire last season.
Yeah, he's not like Lamar Jackson. Tua, I can see that. Kenny Stabler, old school.
Warren Moon,
left-handed.
Strong arm, doesn't do a lot of running.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a bloop on that, Todd. Yeah,
I think he's left-handed. Isn't he, Moon?
No, he's not.
He's not. I thought Warren Moon was left-handed for some reason.
What?
I don't think he is.
No, he's right-handed. Are you kidding me, Todd? You thought Warren Moon was left-handed?
I thought Warren Moon, Jim Zorn, some of those guys were lefties. I could be wrong.
Jim Zorn is. Warren Moon probably threw the best deep ball of anybody in the history of the game.
Think if he threw it left-handed like he was supposed to. I have a list of all the left-handed quarterbacks in NFL history. Jim Zorn, Ken Stabler, Boomer Esiason, Steve Young. Then there's some others like Scott Mitchell, Mark Brunell.
Okay. Yes, Marvin.
Dan Warren Moon go to Washington?
Yes.
Okay, Washington.
Okay. Bloop.
Okay.
Connection? Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't have to go to the Canadian Football League like Warren did.
Well, no, they were like, man, look how good he is. Go to Canada.
Yeah. Look how good he is. You can't play quarterback in the NFL. You got to go up to Canada and play.
Oh, rocket arm, perish the thought.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. Go up there with Conridge Holloway. what other player comes?
Give me a second. I'll fire one up.
Okay. All right. Adam in Arizona. Hi, Adam. What do you have for me today?
Hey, you doing, man?
Yeah.
Second time, long time. Joe Alt, Vikings, first round.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Okay. You're guaranteeing it.
Guaranteeing it.
Okay. Does anybody want a piece of Adam for a pie to the face? He's got the Notre Dame tackle going to Minnesota guaranteed. Now, I don't know if you have to trade up to get him. So you're not going to take a quarterback then at 11. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
The second pick. No, they're not trading anything.
No, they're not. Okay. Now, does anybody want a piece of Adam? He's got them taking a tackle. Anybody? No, everybody's shy today, Adam, so we'll watch, and you get credit, you get a shout-out if the Vikings take Joe Alt. Yes, Paulie?
We can wrap this one up with a Joe Alt draft profile.
Okay.
And what is the player comp?
Player comp.
Okay.
6'8". I'm going to say Jonathan Ogden.
No, but good guess. I'm going to give you a hint. Think school, not player ability or size.
So Notre Dame.
Correct.
Oh. Mike Golick.
No.
Junior.
That would, if you got that right, that'd be funny.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Baselli?
No, he went to USC.
That's right.
And I think he was.
We just said Notre Dame.
I think he was right-handed.
Still think Warren Moon's a left.
You have your Bronco gear on. You got your Randy Gratishar jersey.
Yeah, I'm kind of like.
Or, no, you got your Carl Mecklenburg.
I'm making fun of how people get dressed in all their regalia for their team on draft day.
Wait, you're making fun?
Yeah, I'm making fun of myself,
no,
too.
No, we make
how
fun
I dress.
Of you. Yes, this is what you're
going to wear this every week for Bronco.
You act
gear.
Like you're discussing other people.
Yes. Yes, Marvin.
I'm going to go with Quentin Nelson.
No, but good guess. It's Mike McGlinchey, former Notre Dame standout.
49ers. Okay. Mike McGlinchey. We'll have more player comps sprinkled throughout. Jim in Michigan. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I'm going back to the Jimmy Jimerson segment.
Yeah.
I liked how Jimmy Jimerson, like, you know, when he's talking and thinking at the same time, he has the Jimmy Jimerson squint. and it's like a lot of your other analysts do that. And it's just like a totally different person when Jimerson's up there. And it's just, I noticed that.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, we created Jimmy Jimerson, Seton did, because we kind of took a combination of all these analysts who get on TV, and they got to fill up some time. So if you.
That's what the Bears are asking themselves right now. What are they doing with this first pick? Obviously, they need a quarterback. They need other help as well. Do they trade out? Do they stay there?
I like when Seton would go. We're talking about, so you start out, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers here.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I mean, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, okay? I don't think people realize that.
But you're trying to bide some time here where you go, let's bring in Jimmy Jimerson. What do you think of J.J. McCarthy?
There are people making an incredible living.
Yes.
Michigan standout, obviously. There's other quarterbacks from Michigan who have stood out recently, namely Tom Brady, okay? The Tom Brady comparisons are happening right now.
Jim Harbaugh said J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback to ever come out of Michigan. And we're talking about Tom Brady.
I mean, we're talking about Tom Brady here, okay? Patriots, Dynasty, Giselle, multiple rings, greatest to ever do it.
So this is just sampling from other analysts that we hear. Because there are times when you go, I know less after somebody has a report. They just start talking, and then you're going, it's just a word salad. And then you're going, I have no idea what you just said.
Do the Cardinals trade out of the fourth pick? Okay, then the question is, who is willing to trade up with the Cardinals to get that fourth pick that would then cause them to fall in the draft?
Because you can't trade up, and then a team has to trade down.
Somebody has to trade down in order for someone else to trade up.
Actually true.
Who is that team, and who is most likely to do that?
Oh, gosh.
A lot of need out there in the draft. A lot of need right now. A lot of teams have a lot of need.
I'm not excited about the draft because it's just too much lead up to it.
I'm kind of super stoked for this draft. This draft is awesome. This is a great one.
I'm not.
Six quarterbacks in the first round?
I know, but it just feels like I've been berated. You know, it's just I'm beat up. And somebody's telling me something, and then somebody, and then Caleb Williams, and then he's like the artist Prince, and then J.J. McCarthy, and I just feel like I've been punched. Yes, Todd.
Over under a number of picks you're going to sit through before you flip over to NBA playoff action.
32.
Yeah, I think I'll.
You watch the entire first round with no NBA.
Yeah, I think I would wait, you know, for the Lakers game. But, yeah, I'll watch. Okay, better day. I'm going to give you 2 days. I'll give you Thursday, Friday, or the Super Bowl. You can watch one, the Super Bowl, or day one and two of the NFL draft. I'll even give you Saturday. Todd?
I am going to take the Super Bowl.
All right. Seton?
Yeah, I'm watching the Super Bowl.
All right, Marvin?
Super Bowl.
Paulie?
You'd think I'd pick the draft
yes.
because the Bears are relevant
yes.
during the draft and not during the Super Bowl. I'm still going to go Super Bowl.
All right. And maybe it wasn't a good suggestion.
But the fact that it's you're watching a man walk up to a podium and give out names, and it does massive ratings. That's what it is. That's all it is.
And then the commissioner's going to get up there, and he's going to say, hey, let's have some fun tonight.
Shut up.
Why don't you go on the Dan Patrick Show?
Yes, tough questions, no.
That's right, Detroit. Let me hear it.
That's what he's going to do.
That's right, Detroit. I can't hear you.
Yeah. As they boo him. Yeah. I can handle it. Come on. Give it to me, Detroit. Boo.
I make $90 million a year.
Take a break. Play of the day is up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Better look like it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Gets it to Tyler. Right side of the arc. Damn the screen. Gets it to Caleb. He'll fire a three. He makes the three from the left side of the arc. His fifth make in six tries from the land of milk and honey. He has 21.
Courtesy of AM 560 Sports, Miami Heat Radio Network. I think our friend Jason Jackson on the call. Miami, 62% of their made field goals came from behind the arc. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net. Seat and update the poll results. Then we will give you a Marvin Harrison Jr. player comp.
More likely to trade out of their pick, Patriots or Cardinals. Right now, Patriots. Right now, Cardinals running away with that one.
Cardinals will.
Yeah. We're also putting up there my Brandon Ayuk poll question. with T. Higgins and the Marvin Harrison Jr. Brock Bowers poll question.
Oh.
We're going with three in the first hour.
Wow.
That's what kind of day it is today.
We're talking the NFL draft. And that's why we have a...
I don't think people realize that today. Okay, we're talking about the NFL draft.
Okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. player comp.
Okay, a couple hints just to give you. He's 6'3", 210 pounds. Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State, player comp.
I'm going to go Marvin Harrison.
No.
See, wait, he's not like his dad?
Genetically, I mean, DNA-wise, yes. But
I think he's maybe a better athlete.
2.5 inches taller, yeah. 25 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So no relation that we know of.
They're related.
The player comp is not related.
Okay.
So I'll give you a hint. The player comp is a current NFL player.
Old Marvin, who were you going to say?
I was going to say Julio Jones.
Ooh.
Okay.
I was going to go Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Todd?
Cortland Sutton.
Just a Bronco, random Bronco. A seat, I'm going to give you a hint before your guess. This player possesses one of your favorite draft day moments.
My guess was going to be CeeDee Lamb. Let's go.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb with his girlfriend.
Yes.
That is absolutely hilarious. Just him shaking his head going, no. I love that
Doesn't she try to take his phone?
She grabs his phone. He's got two of them.
Yeah.
She grabs one and he grabs it right back.
Yeah, he's got the burner phone. And she's probably going, hey, you got two phones. Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting. I could have two different teams calling me. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, why is Domino's Pizza saying, hey, baby, congrats on everything?
You want sausage on that pie? What? Yes, Paul.
I got Marvin's favorite player of the draft, Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver out of Georgia. 6 foot, 186. Smallest hand size measurement in the draft, 8.5 inches.
Damn.
Marvin's guy.
Wait, who's this player comp?
I am going to go, well, he's a white guy.
A former Patriot.
Edelman, yeah.
Yeah. But he's really fast. So he's a 4.39 guy.
Oh, so then it's the fast guy. Brandon Stokely.
No, Stokely wasn't fast. No, it was the guy for Tampa. Was that Miller?
Scotty Miller?
Scotty Miller.
Oh, fast and white.
Yes.
Not in that order.
Yes. White and fast.
That's correct.
Not in that order.
Oh.
Okay.
He's more white than fast. Thanks, Mel.
Yeah.
Whitening.
Whitening.
Oh, bloop.
Oh, God, this is funny.
That'd be a great nickname, though. Yeah. Guy who can run who's white.
That's right.
He's whitening.
We need a white cornerback.
We had one.
No. It's been 20 years.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, man.
Don't give me this whole he was a great corner in college. Oh, let's move him to safety. I said, you know how disrespectful that is?
I remember Michael Irvin telling us he didn't know that Jason Sehorn was white, and he's out there lining up against him. And I think Mike said, he goes, I looked at him, I go, damn, you're white. It's like, well, okay.
I can't believe it's not a, like, Cooper Kupp, Hunter Renfro situation.
Well, oh, Hunter Renfro. Yes, Paulie.
Renfro is a great, different hair. Okay, there is a white cornerback in this draft and a high-ranked one. Cooper DeJean, I think it's DeJean.
Oh, yeah, out of Iowa.
Iowa, he got hurt this year.
He might be a first-round draft pick.
He's a sneaky good athlete, Dan.
Yeah, of course he is. Coach's son,
gym rat. He's a cornerback out of Iowa. He's 6'1".
No, he's good.
203 pounds.
He might have been the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten.
He's got to fight the NFL that they don't move him to safety because that's what they do with white cornerbacks.
Mm.
Do you want to do player comp for Cooper DeJean, the white cornerback?
Well, I wanted to do Ladd McConkey.
Hold, please.
Yeah. Wait, I thought that's what we were doing, the player comp for Ladd McConkey out of Georgia.
Yeah, that's why I went with Cooper Kupp and Hunter Renfro. Yeah.
All right, I have Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
6 foot, 186 out of Georgia.
Okay.
Well, Lance Zierlein threw a curveball at us.
Okay. He always.
Oh, so it's not a guy. Yeah.
Okay.
This is so telling.
Okay.
It's a name, a wide receiver picked a few years ago who really didn't work out. I think he was picked by the Jets.
Johnny Lamb Jones.
Elijah Moore out of Ole Miss. I have no idea why that's a player comp.
Hmm. I thought Elijah Moore was going to be really good.
Me too.
Yeah. What about Dre Archer?
Oh, out of Kent State.
Yeah.
But he went to the Steelers and didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
It's like Tavon Austin. I thought that dude was going to tear the league up.
Man, I thought he was going to be the guy. Dang, dude.
Yes, I did too.
I thought Tavon Austin was going to be a thing.
Yeah, I did too. I thought, God, get him in space, as we like to say. He's going to do some damage there. Let me squeeze in Matt in Kansas City. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Pick one is soft, 225.
Soft.
Ben, I am hoping you're known as Nostradamus with one very interesting outlandish idea you floated in the past for the Chargers pick tonight. So outlandish. Adam Schefter yesterday said there's, quote, no chance it helped. You've mentioned Harbaugh loving J.J. McCarthy so much, and the window for teams to win is heavily predicated on their quarterback contract. The odds of the Chargers taking a quarterback started at 200-1.
I know.
But as of this morning, it dwindled down to 6-1.
I know. I wouldn't bet it, but you're right, Matt. I floated it out there. And I was told the Chargers and the Vikings had a conversation. I don't know what that means. More draft coverage coming up. 1 hour in the books. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.